Hi, my name is Cheryl Avila, and this evening I'd like to read for you an essay I wrote that's in the book On Freedom's Frontier, Life on the Fulda Gap. The Fulda Gap is located where used to be the East and West German border. And of course, that is no longer a border. They're all one country. But it was unique to live in that part of Germany. The essay I'm going to read is called I Lived There Twice. I hope you enjoy it. I was lucky enough to live in the Fulda Gap twice in my lifetime. The first time was from 1967 to 1969 when my dad was assigned to the 14th Armored Cavalry Regiment. We lived off base in Bad Kissingen, Germany for the first year while we were waiting for housing. Although I was very young at the time, I do remember the apartment had slanted walls and the windows opened from the top. Once we got our permanent housing, Frau Agnes would come over to help my mom take care of my brothers and I. More than any other memory, I remember Frau Agnes's garden. She would invite our family over to join her family for Easter and other special events, and we would eat in the garden. The gardens in Germany were more like backyards in the United States, but they were not next to the house. The gardens were on the outskirts of town, and most of the town residents had a plot in the community garden. In addition to plants, most gardens had a small house that was the size of a shed. There was a picnic table, and Frau Agnes would bring food, sodas, and I'm sure there was plenty of beer, although I didn't know it at the time, and we would all spend the day in the garden. I started school in Bad Kissingen, because kindergarten started when kids were 5 years old instead of 6 years old, I was always a year younger than the rest of my classmates. We would walk to school and back, and my brother, who was 2 years older than I, would always stop at the small guard house at the Army base gate on the way home from school and talk with the German soldier on duty at the time. Since we didn't speak German in our family, I was always amazed at how he was able to talk to the German soldiers, but he did. When we left Germany after 3 years, my brother, who was only 9 years old at the time, was the most proficient in our family in speaking German thanks to those gate guards. Much later, my brother joined the army himself and went to the Defense Language Institute to learn Turkish. He has always had an ear for learning language, and I think it started on those walks home from school back in Bad Kissingen. After high school and college, I joined the Army myself and was assigned to the 8th Infantry Division and was stationed in Wilflingen, Germany, about 30 minutes from Bad Kissingen. I was stationed in Wilflingen from 1986 to 1988. While stationed there, and at my mom's insistence, I went back to Bad Kissingen and I found Frau Agnes. She was older and in poor health, but she remembered me and my family fondly. Frau Agnes's son, Helmut, was a teenager in the 1960s, but when I returned in the 1980s, he was a grown adult with his own family. When he first saw me in 1986, he said in perfect English, "You look exactly the same as I remember." As a young adult in my 20s, I remember thinking that being compared to a 5-year-old didn't sound much like a compliment, but I'm sure it was well intended. Helmut took me to visit the garden where I had so many good memories from my childhood, and I was lucky enough to visit Helmut and his family many times during my 2 years at Wilflingen. Thank you for listening.